You know what? I think we need a distraction from the tension, and we can get that, I think, from Mike Florio, who is joining us on the Harbor One hotline from ProFootballTalk.com. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Well, you know, very interesting day. We need to talk a little bit. Curtis needs us to get back to Bill Belichick's contract so that we have a common enemy or something like that here. So how are you, by the way, first of all?
I am fine. I appreciate that. Although I'm really not fine. I don't think any of us should be fine today. It's just a perfunctory answer that we've come to use in any setting where we're asked that question. But yeah. I don't know how anyone can be fine after what we witnessed yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, we live in some very interesting and maybe unprecedented times. So big topic of discussion around here this week has been the contract of Bill Belichick. And of course, you know, do you have it at an exact number or just north of 20 million?
I don't have an exact number. And here's why. The highest paid coaches in football get paid a salary that is reported to the league, and then other money is funneled to them through companies that are related to the team, owned by the ownership of the team. And I'm not saying that this is precisely what's happened in New England. This is what happens league wide. The best coaches get supplemental income that no one knows about. And
wow.
People would say, well, why is it a secret? Why is it a big deal? There's no salary cap. It's not like you have to give somebody a briefcase full of cash under the table because you're going to get in trouble for blowing the coaching salary cap. It's more about blowing the curve. And owners have done a very good job of keeping coaching salaries from growing at a rate commensurate with player salaries. It should be that coaching salaries go up and up and up. There is no cap, and I think a good coach is far more valuable to a team than a good player. And I think that if you're going to have a $25 million quarterback, pick the name, Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick is worth $25 million or more because of what he brings to the table, although this past year people may disagree. So my belief is whatever you hear about Bill Belichick, whatever you think he's making more than that. Same as Sean Payton, Pete Carroll. The top coaches in the league are making more than we realize because they keep it all very secret so that the coaches who aren't at the top of the food chain don't get emboldened to ask for more. You know, when a great player gets a big contract, the rising tide lifts all boats, and other players can get more in the wake of that great player. I think the goal is let's keep it quiet so these younger coaches, these coaches with less experience and less accomplishment, don't want as much. That's why the owners were so upset last year when David Tepper gave Matt Rhule nearly $9 million a year with no NFL head coaching experience, because they're trying to keep, for the most part, the coaching salaries in line.
Wow. So it's interesting to me that you think that a good coach is worth more than a good player. So, like, you think that a guy like Andy Holmes is worth more than a Patrick Mahomes?
Andy Reid.
Oh, Andy Reid. I'm sorry.
You really upset Wiggy.
More than a good player. I said a good coach is worth more than a good player, not a good coach is worth more than one of the greatest players of all time. Let me give you the example. When Jared Goff injured his thumb, and before he injured his thumb, he threw just a ridiculously ugly interception against the Seahawks, and there have been questions about whether or not he really is a franchise quarterback. Is he just a system guy? What does he really do that's so special? He's got a funky throwing motion. He's not all that mobile. He's just, in my view, not one of the top 5 or 10 quarterbacks in the NFL, but he's getting $33.5 million a year. And my comment at the time was, between Jared Goff and Sean McVay, if one of those guys is worth $33.5 million, it's McVay. So my point is, we've got so many contracts out there that are bloated by just the market, and the next quarterback gets more than the last quarterback. A Bill Belichick is worth more than a Jared Goff. He's worth more than a Carson Wentz. He's worth more than whatever Dak Prescott gets. Now, is he worth more than Patrick Mahomes? No. But there are a lot of players out there making more than the most coaches make, and you know, the best coaches are worth more than, I don't know, 95% of all players in the NFL. I truly believe that.
Mike, it was speculated by Greg Bedard here locally that there may have been a clause, or may still be a clause, in Belichick's contract that made him the highest paid person in the organization more than any player. That he speculated that Tom Brady's annual salary was almost always south of $20 million. Have you heard anything like that? And does that sound like something that could have been done?
I've never heard that. and it would just create a stew of conflicting emotions and strategies. And if that's the case, Bill Belichick would want to pay somebody $50 million a year, right? Yeah. And he's got full control over the team, but does he have full control over the team? And would the Krafts be looking at him sideways if all of a sudden he says, yeah, I think we should pay Tommy $30 million a year? I just can't imagine a clause like that actually being practically wise in the confines of what the team is trying to do, because it creates a weird incentive to overpay guys when the clear incentive is to find a way to best manage the salary cap and pay as little as you possibly can while still being fair to your best players.
There is this notion suggested by Curtis and others that Bill making $20+ million affects the, when it comes to the overall budget of the organization, affects the what he can give to players. Is that your belief?
Well, I hadn't really thought of it in those terms, because I think of it as two different buckets. There's your player budget that is set by the salary cap, and then there's the rest of your budget. But for ownership, it's all one big pie. And to the extent that you can save some money on the salary cap side, right, and save some money on the player side, because you're not compelled to spend 100 cents on the dollar. One thing that I wish the NFL and the NFLPA would eventually do, and I can understand why the NFL would push back against that, is require 100 cents on the dollar to be spent by all teams.
Salary cap-wise,
because it's raw profit. Yeah, it's raw profit. If it's 90, if the minimum, and I think it's currently under the new CBA, although so much has happened since the new CBA was passed, I could be wrong on this, it was that you were required over a four-year average to spend 90 cents on the dollar of your cap space, which meant you could take 10% of the cap as raw, unadulterated profit and cram it into your pockets and just choose not to spend it. So are there broader budgetary issues that would come into play? Potentially, but you know, the Patriots have to be making so much money. What's the difference between paying Bill Belichick $20 or $25 million? And what does that do? Does that really impact your ability to pay the players? So I'd be surprised, because I think the margin for the Krafts is big enough that it wouldn't matter if you're paying your coach a few more million to make him happy, especially if money is coming from other budgets unrelated to the Patriot budget.
And then any idea on the current length of this contract?
I have no idea. I mean, they managed to keep this secret because Belichick doesn't say anything to anyone. His agent doesn't say anything to anyone. The Krafts aren't going to say anything to anyone. They have managed to keep this all cloaked in this secrecy where nobody knows. And, you know, we just keep going one year after another. The question I have, though, and you know, this is just an assessment I'm making from afar, when you see the team struggle this year, how many years of struggle? What's the over-under before people start to turn on Belichick? Is it 3.5 years? Is that a good one? 3.5 over under on when the six Super Bowls start to be forgotten and people start saying, what have you done for me lately?
I think Bill's got at least 5 years before people even look at that. As we talked to Charlie Weiss, and one of the biggest questions, Mike, that we asked him is, you know, how long do you think Bill Belichick will coach for? And he said he's got two kids in the building, and it doesn't look like he's walking away anytime soon. And, you know, he's 68 or 69, but that's, you know, young for, you know, people nowadays.
They're going to have to drag him out of there like the president.
Right. There's a chance he could coach into his mid-70s.
Well, Robert Kraft told me several years ago at the league meetings that he would like to see Bill Belichick coach into his 80s. He pointed to guys like Rupert Murdoch and Warren Buffett, people who are highly functional into their 80s, and there's no reason to think that Bill Belichick can't do that. And that same day, I ran that by Pete Carroll, and he said, why stop there? And it's amazing to me what a bundle of energy he is. I think between the two guys, Carroll's going to make it deeper into his life cycle than Belichick. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, look, once you've figured it out, in whatever field you're in, once you have mastered it, if you can physically do it, when George Halas retired from coaching, it was because he no longer could physically stand for 3 hours. As long as you can physically do the thing that the job requires, there's no reason to stop doing it.
Well, he could use like a rascal when he comes out of the tunnel or whatever. All right.
Well, the new president's, what, 79? So
yes. Mike, before we let you go, we need your official 2021 Patriots quarterback prediction. Rookie, trade for somebody, Cam back, who do you think?
I think I think they're going to end up with Jimmy Garoppolo. That's my gut feeling right now.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because if I'm the 49ers, maybe they'll have the same concerns I have about Garoppolo. You got to be more durable to be a franchise quarterback in the NFL. You can't say, well, the guy's great when he plays. Well, he's not playing enough to make it worth the while of having him as your quarterback. You've got to be available to the team more often than Garoppolo is. And remember when he had his four-game audition when Tom was serving the Deflategate suspension, what happened? He got hurt in the second game. So that would be my concern. But to the extent that they're looking for somebody who can come in and kind of be the bridge to whatever they figure out in the future, I think Garoppolo would make a ton of sense.
And Schefter said yesterday on the show that he believes Cam Newton could get 2 years somewhere between $40 to $50 million. He was talking about Washington. Do you feel the same? Feel the same way?
Are you talking 2 years, $40 to $50 million a year, or 2 years, $40 to $50 million total?
Total.
Okay, because someone told me that it was $40 to $50 million a year, and my thought was I want some of whatever Schefter's smoking.
No.
But even $40 to $50 million for 2 years,
yeah.
I think it would have to be driven heavily by incentives. Per-game roster bonuses. Mm-hmm. I don't think you put a lot of guaranteed money into that because there are still questions about whether or not Cam Newton still has it. I'd be willing to pay him if he proves he has it, but I wouldn't make the leap of faith with a huge contract with a lot of guaranteed money because of the injury history and because based on 2020, I don't know where he is right now.
All right, Mike.
And Mike, if you're the San Francisco 49ers and you move, their record with Jimmy Garoppolo is pretty good. Without him, it's not very good. If you're them and you move on from him, where do they go then? I mean, what would be their thought process if you're thinking New England's going to trade for him? What direction would then the 49ers go when they were a year removed from the Super Bowl?
I'd trade for Kirk Cousins or Matt Ryan, and I'd draft somebody to learn behind them because those are both guys who have extensive history with Kyle Shanahan, and both of those guys could walk right in the door and be as good as Jimmy Garoppolo in that system and less likely to get injured.
Okay. All right, Mike. Thank you. Great reporting this week.
And all right. Take care.
Enraged Curtis, which is always good. So that's Mike Florio.